Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. Thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, June 4th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, everybody.
And
what's
Jason
up, boys?
Bishop.
What's up? What's up?
What's up? What's up? You know what's up? I got my screensaver, and I never know what it is, and it was a location, and it got me thinking there's a show. It was like a location of like a mountain in the woods, and who knows. Mm-hmm. I just have a random screensaver that pops up. Now it looks to be a little lion or cheetah. Who the hell knows? But there's a show which I'm semi-intrigued by. Do you remember Negan from The Walking Dead, Jason?
Yes.
The actor's name is Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yeah, he is married to a girl who's from Northern Virginia. She's from Sterling.
Mm.
Okay. And she was an actress.
Local ties.
Yes, she's an actress.
Yeah, I remember. I don't remember who it is off the top of my head, but I do remember he was married to an actress who was from this area.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan, right?
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, he's got a new game show. You know, Cakes has called it The Wasteland of Summer, and I'm a little intrigued by this. There's no way we could ever pull it off. But they have a group of contestants in a blacked out bus.
Okay.
And then the contestants have to try and figure out where they are.
Oh, they get driven in a blacked out bus and just dropped off and they have to figure out
their apparently location? They get challenges and clues along the way. But let's say they just dropped you in Bern, Switzerland. Since we had a caller from Bern, Switzerland. You got to deduce where you are, or they drop you in, I don't know, Yosemite Park.
That'd be hard.
That sounds butt difficult. Yep. I mean, I guess if you have enough clues and hints to figure out kind of where you are, that you could eventually figure it out. But that would be tough. Like, if they drop me in the middle of the Amazon, like in a rainforest somewhere, how am I going to know where
I'm at?
So what
do they do? I mean, they got to fly you somewhere.
I haven't seen the game show yet. Yeah. It just, again, I get my screensaver and I'm like, where the hell is that?
Yeah. Hmm.
And it just popped into my head that I was a little intrigued by that game
show.
Might
want to be a contestant.
Because I was a Negan Mark.
Test your skills.
He was the best character on Walking Dead.
He's married to Hillary Burton. That's her
name. I feel like that's a show that I would get into, but I also feel like it's so far down the tracks.
Which one?
Walking Dead. Yeah. Like, I never got into it.
You just never got into it?
But it's done.
That's what I mean. I'm saying it's already been like it, the whole thing is done. So I feel like now I'm too late to the party to get in on it.
There might be some spinoffs, but didn't you do that with Breaking Bad?
I did that with Breaking Bad. And then I was like, why did I wait so long to watch this amazing program? And then I watched Better Call Saul start to
finish. And there's definitely spinoffs of Walking Dead. I don't know the names of it, but there's definitely a spinoff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of spinoffs.
I can't focus because the last couple of days, remember I told you I started that Bin Laden doc?
Yeah, did you finish it?
No, I didn't. But then this morning I drove in, I watched TMZ Investigates. They just put out the fifth plane and all of the evidence and all of the crew members that were on United 23 that no one talks about that luckily was grounded on 9/11, because there was a lineup of planes, two planes had already hit the World Trade Center, and then they shut down JFK Airport, and all of the crew members, they ended up getting settled and everything, and because they're all convinced they were the fifth plane, and it's based on crazy stuff. Like there was basically said it was no doubt it was a man in a hijab. Is that how you say that? A hijab,
not
or,
sure.
You know, the thing where the burqa thing,
yeah.
Where they're all dressed, all you can see is eyes.
Yeah.
But this person definitely stood out, had hair on their arms, and like all the crew members were like, it was definitely a guy. We didn't think much of it, but it was definitely a guy. And then there was somebody else of Arab descent who asked to see the cockpit, wanted to show his son the cockpit. They said, we can't let you in there. So he just looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were arguing about food because they couldn't eat meat and they were trying to find them fruit plates. And the Arabs said, we don't care. We don't want food. We just want to fly.
Right.
We just want to get it up in the air.
Sure.
And they
never
kept saying, like,
this.
No, it's a long, I know. No one talks about it.
Shocking.
No one talks about it. And they said, no, we want to get you fruit plates because it's a long flight. It's JFK to LAX.
Mm-hmm.
So we know you can't eat everything. They said they couldn't eat anything on the menu because it had meat.
Mm.
And then there was another person in business class. They didn't say what ethnicity was, but who was in a white t-shirt and just profusely sweating at 8 to 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
Just drenched in sweat. And so stood out to the crew members.
Sure.
And anyway, they did this whole investigation. These people were all ended up being compensated for stress and everything, but no one talks about it, and nobody knows where that one was going to go. Oh, by the way, there was another person that asked who was on the plate if they got the White House yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like these are all these strange things happened, and you know, makes sense that those four flights weren't the only ones.
Yeah,
that there were others potentially. Oh, and just the evidence is overwhelming that when they exited the plane, the pilot was told he had to lock it up. Right,
okay,
lock up the plane, get everybody out of there. Everybody hauled ass, got out of there. 30 minutes later, they could see people could see through the windows of the plane, two people inside the plane. They go in there, they look at the plane, and someone had accessed the plane from the bottom. Okay, you can be on the tarmac, and the crew can open it up and get into the electrical area of the plane. And then there's a ceiling tile, you pop that open, that was open. And they're like, that was not open when we left the plane. No, it wasn't open. And the theory is they went in there to retrieve box cutters or whatever that were stuffed in the pockets of the plane.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The theory. Because other planes, by the way, they found box cutters stuffed on the plane when they grounded them.
Mm-hmm.
9/11 was a show on 100 levels.
Of course.
And it's actually haunting.
It is a
terrifying day.
And you
obviously.
Keep, and, you know, because the Bin Laden doc, you know, the, like the 25th anniversary, you know, all this stuff that's floating around. You're seeing a lot of 9/11 stuff. And just to keep seeing those damn videos of those planes smashing, it's just so freaking haunting, so terrifying.
And it is haunting to think about if Flight 93, you know, the passengers took over, where that would have hit. It probably would have hit the White House.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Or the Capitol, I think, was also another.
Capitol, yeah. It was either going to be the Capitol or the White
target.
House.
Yeah, it was one of those two.
And it would have got there.
It wasn't,
it would have got there.
It wasn't
there.
That
the only
far
way
it from getting
there.
Was
if it got shot down. And they might have.
Yeah,
they possibly. Might have done that at that point. Who knows? Anyway, my head was spinning as I was driving in this morning, listening to all of that.
Definitely distracted.
They interviewed all the crew members. They were all traumatized.
Yeah.
I think all the flight attendants ended up retiring after that. Never flew again with the United. I'm not sure about the pilot.
Crazy time.
Anyway, so I wasn't following much about the, you know, Anything else, really? I saw you guys out there. I know we're going to talk about it at 7 o'clock. We're out there balling, playing golf. You guys look great. Look like you're having a great time.
Had
you're
a great,
fired up.
Great weather.
Yep. That's great.
Great venue.
By the way, did you get good swag?
Got a nice golf hat.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Got a sleeve of three Titleist balls that I definitely lost two of.
Remember the
two
one year
Pro
we got
right
the
in
nice,
the drink?
That, is it that one that you're wearing right now? That FootJoy?
Actually, yeah, it is.
It is, right?
Yeah.
That was one.
Yeah,
I played
heart.
In that one.
They've given us good swag over the years.
That was a great.
Taking care
that was,
of us.
That was great.
Always a good event. The Purple Heart Open.
Right.
Hey, I was reading this morning in the Washington Post a column by Sally Jenkins, and I was not aware of this guy. Jason asked to put the French Open on every day. Yesterday, we couldn't figure out where TNT was on to watch Francis Tiafoe's match. Okay, right. Eventually figured it out that 551, which is usually the channel, it just doesn't work. You have to go to 51 because we don't have HD. She did a big article about this guy, Jason. How much do you know about this Brazilian that's 18 years old? She's trying to make it seem like he's the next big thing, Fonseca.
I don't know much about him at all.
He's not making a run right now?
Fonseca?
I thought the next big thing was supposed to be Alcaraz's little brother.
Fonseca's not in. He's not still alive in the French.
Oh. So he got bounced? She wrote this article about Fonseca. Yeah, I just stumbled onto it, and it was like she was trying to make it out seem like he's the next big thing.
Hmm.
So you're telling me Alcaraz's brother is the next big thing?
Well, I mean, that was a few years ago. There was like viral video of him hitting her when he was little. And
he won a couple matches.
Yeah,
Fonseca, you mean?
Yeah. But
he's not
ranked or anything, and he will be. But
I'm sure he's gonna be good.
18 and 20 year olds.
Got you. She was like saying his forehand is 81 miles an hour. I don't have a frame of reference, but apparently incredible power. He's still kind of doughy with baby fat, but that he might have like that personality that people look for.
I don't know, but both the Americans lost yesterday, which is kind of a bummer. I mean, we expected Tommy Paul to lose, but there was a shot for Tiafoe, but he kind of got worked. Got worked in the fourth set. I was watching a little bit when I got home.
Yeah, you talk about the next big thing. I don't know why this popped in my brain, but Cakes will remember this. Maybe JP, maybe Jason. But when we were coming up, remember Luke Jensen and his claim to fame? Right?
Yeah, he was ambidextrous.
He was the ambidextrous server.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always shocked.
And his brother Murphy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
I don't think they're brothers. Are they brothers?
I think
they're. Yeah, okay. Remember they play doubles?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You know what? For some reason, I was thinking of... yeah, that's right. Murphy. Okay, yeah. I thought I was thinking of a soccer guy.
Weren't
Murphy
they does. Twins?
I believe you.
I thought they were. But
Luke was an ambidextrous server, and that's right. I think he and his brother, they ended up winning some doubles stuff, right? Some doubles events. They had some success, modest success.
They won the French Open.
I'm always fascinated by ambidextrous guys. You see every once in a while. Remember Greg Harris was ambidextrous, pitched at the big league level, left hand and right hand.
Actually, Murphy Jensen was not his twin. It was his younger brother.
I've seen viral videos. I'm sure you guys have seen them too, of young kids, one in particular, coached by Serena's coach, who hits only forehands.
That's a good skill.
Wow.
Only forehands. So when it's on his left side, he hits lefty forehand. When it's on his right side, he hits a righty forehand. And it's sick. Now, I have no idea if that kid will ever be anything, but it's fascinating to see.
You top out.
Yeah.
Generally, it's been done before.
Yeah.
The problem is at the pro level, it moves too fast.
Yeah.
The game moves
you
too
hit a
fast.
Ceiling.
And you can't switch hands that.
Right.
You can't switch your racket that fast like that. And so I've seen that kid.
Right. He's it's amazing, though.
Yeah. It is incredible. And maybe he'll be the one, but so far it hasn't worked out.
It's great in theory, but maybe you're right. Maybe it is too fast. I have no idea.
Yeah. You can become an amazing like amateur player with that, but.
My pickleball sensei at Norbeck has admonished me for trying to switch to my left
on certain balls.
Like when if I feel like it's harder to reach with my backhand,
because then your left is going to be nubs.
It's okay. I mean, I can get it back, but he's right. Like just flip it over with the hand that it's in.
Yeah.
It takes less time.
Yeah. Well, some people will do that because you do have more reach.
Sure.
You know.
I used to do it in ping pong every once in a while.
Yeah.
If the ball was getting behind me, switch it over and hit it back here.
Man, I'll see those videos too of those young, I don't know if they're Japanese, Koreans, Chinese. I'm very bad at that. But like where they just train them, probably Chinese, and they have the ball machine, you know, in ping pong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they just hit a million forehands in a row and they're just like, they're like aliens.
They're just, right.
It's like unreal. And
getting
they're like,
those reps
and they're like 5-year-old girls.
Dude, I did a session with a ball machine for tennis like last week.
Yeah. It wore your ass out.
Oh, I was shocked at how tired I was after two go rounds. But I was like, I'm hitting like that's probably hitting 160 balls and you're moving in between each one.
Of course.
I was a little bit winded, not going to lie.
Right. Of course.
All right. A little bit later in the show, we'll fill you in on our foursome at 1757 and how we fared in the Purple Heart Open.
Where can people see the stuff online? Is that Sports Junkies?
You can see it
Twitter?
On Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio on Instagram. Yeah. You can follow us on Twitter at Junks
Radio. Can I tell you what my favorite was before you guys talk about it? Was asking Cakes whether he was aiming. Cakes obviously saying, I have no idea.
Yeah.
And Valdez showing him where to aim, and then Cakes missing it by a foot.
Yeah.
Like the target.
Oh, you talking about putting?
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. The putting
from like 3 feet away.
From like 3 feet away.
Yeah. I don't think my putting yesterday was the worst it's ever been.
But it wasn't great.
It certainly wasn't great.
You did drain one big one.
I did have one long putt.
It just wasn't on video.
Put it this way.
It's all good.
Dina was laying in bed last night and going through the clips. And when she came to the one at Cake, she literally started screaming out loud laughing.
Hey, was I entertaining?
Entertaining.
Was there entertainment?
Did your job.
There you have it.
Entertaining.
Phone number is always, if you want to get in touch with us, 800-636-1067. You can text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's a local favorite. Since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings and salads, Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.